What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everybody, today's episode is Dear Sacrifice, but I wanted to come in and give you just a little update on what's going on. So tomorrow is the day that you should be going out to vote. If you did not early vote, please vote. There were lots of people who died for their rights to vote. They sacrificed their lives so that we could vote, and I don't take that lightly, so I vote every chance I get. My hardest not to miss an election, whether it's local or if it's a presidential election. So please go out and vote. That is a sacrifice that you have to be willing to take in order to make sure that you have a brighter future. And even if you don't like either one of the candidates, find one that has policies and plans that will better suit you as a person, as an individual, and go for them, vote for them. And then make sure that if they're not doing what you elected them to do, that you hold them accountable. And I wanted to say that before this episode got started. So I hope that you all go out and vote tomorrow. I recorded this episode last week, but I did not upload it because the hurricane hit my area. I was without power and the internet was trash. It was a bad week. But here we are. Here's the episode. I hope that you enjoy. Hey, y'all. It's me, Angie. Long time no here. I know. Judge me later. I'm already judging myself as it relates to this podcast. It's the worst. It is absolutely the worst. And I'm not even going to give excuses or reasoning because at this point, it's not that it is what it is. It's just that I'm going to proceed accordingly. So today's episode is Dear Sacrifice, and I am talking about sacrifice in general. What is sacrifice? What ways you can sacrifice and the greater good? Because at the time that we're in right now, life is kind of trash, you know, and so that trash is spilling over into multiple areas for some people. So let me give you the definition of sacrifice before I get into my rambling phase. The act of giving up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get or do something else or to help someone. An act of killing a person or animal, we're not doing that, in a religious ceremony as an offering to please a god, a person or animal that is killed in a sacrifice. That is the definition of sacrifice. Now, while we aren't talking about the latter portion of the definition, we are talking about the former. So we are strictly talking about the act of giving up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get or do something else. That's what we're speaking of. So the first thing that came to mind is with me being so inconsistent nowadays with the podcast, I'm sacrificing the integrity of my podcast and of my word, because I said that you can come here on Monday and I will have a podcast episode, a YouTube video, or a blog post on Monday, and I have not been doing much of anything. So me not living up to what I said, that is, I'm sacrificing my integrity of what people have expected of me. Now, like I said, there's really no excuse. Life is just happening. I'm not doing a whole lot of anything. I'm doing a whole lot of everything, but nothing at all. Nothing of what I'm supposed to be doing and everything of what I'm not supposed to be doing. And it's trash. There's no other word for it but trash. And you may hear me say that a million more times in this episode because that's just what it is. It's just trash. So when I don't upload on a Monday, I'm kind of like, forget about it. You know, like if I said Monday, oh, Monday passed and I don't have an episode, okay, well, I'm not going to upload it on a Tuesday. But I have to get out of that mentality, because I think that if at least I give you something throughout the week, or at least at any given point, that's better than not doing anything. So I may not give it to you on Monday, but if it's on Wednesday, it's fine, okay? That's what I'm telling myself. I'm like, it's okay. You can do it on a different day. You don't have to stick to that Monday. Don't use that as an excuse. Just put it out. And I told you all on multiple episodes that I have multiple topics that I want to talk about, multiple things that I want to share. So I'm not lacking content. It's just getting the willpower to want to do the things. It's I can sit on the sofa and I've watched Good Times. I've watched some of Sister to Sister. I watched all of Girlfriends on Netflix. And I'm just sitting here like I got time to do all of this, but I'm not putting out any content. I'm not recording. I'm not doing making videos. Like, what are you doing? I'm not writing blog posts. I feel like my spirits are just, my creating spirit is just kind of like blah. And I've been doing DIY projects, so it's not my full creative spirit. It's just partial. So I have no idea what that means. And I'm getting off of the topic of sacrifice. Let me get back on topic. I'm giving you excuses instead of giving you what I actually came here to talk about. But I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be recording and just talking to you all. It's just when it's time to get up and actually record, it's like, oh, well, I'll do it. Oh, well, I got to get ready for work now. Oh, well, you know, it's too many excuses and not enough action. And I got to cut the shit short because it's trash. Okay. So what I wanted to talk about was sacrifice. So the movie Passion of the Christ. This movie came out in 2004, so I was about 22, I believe, at the time. No, I was 20. I was 20 when this came out. So I watched the movie Passion of the Christ at the movie theater, as did most people. And as a 20-year-old, just getting into church for the last couple of years, still walking, you know, my walk with Christ is just very, very brand new. I watched this movie and I felt so convicted, like, oh my goodness, he went through all of this for me, like all of this for me. God sacrificed his son so that I can live. And I'm out here sinning, you know, I'm just being a human being, but seeing that movie kind of put things into perspective. So it got me right. Of course I didn't stay right because out of sight, out of mind, if you're not thinking about what he did consistently, then you kind of lose it. But for a while I was, you know, on a straight and narrow path. And not that I was out here in these streets bad or anything like that. It's just that I was young. I was going out. I was drinking. I was having fun. I was enjoying life. I still went to church on Sundays and Bible study. And, you know, I was all over the place and not in a bad way. It just was like I was well-rounded. I could go to church and praise and worship and go to Bible study. And I could also go to the club and drink and hang out with people, you know. So I was a 20-year-old. Needless to say, I was still convicted for a while. Well, this year, 2020, so 16 years later, I watched the movie again. And it had the same effect on me of being convicted. You know, just like, look at what he went through for me. And you kind of get into this mind frame of like, man, that's just imagining. And this movie may have not even gave the correct depiction of what actually happened, but just to go off of based on what you hear in the Bible or what you read in the Bible and then seeing it visually, it just puts things into perspective. So I've talked many times on this podcast about how I have fasted. And when I fast, I sacrifice something. So my church usually does a fast in January at the beginning of the year for 21 days. And I'll give up sweets and social media because those are two things that are really, those things I really, you know, those things are a part of my daily life, sweets and social media. So the pastor and the church that I go to, they do a fast that requires you to only drink liquids for a certain amount of time and only eat a certain amount of food, certain types of food throughout the week for 7 days, 1 week, 7 days, another week, you're doing something totally different. And I usually don't go off of that because when I don't eat properly, I get really sick. And granted, that would be a sacrifice to do. It's just, I don't like the feeling that I get when I don't eat within a certain amount of time. And that fast just, it doesn't work for me. So I do something else that is equally hard for me, but much more bearable. So I can, sometimes when I have given up social media, it has been hard because that's where I get a lot of my news. I get a lot of topics to have conversation with friends about. I get a lot of information on friends and family that I don't really talk to on a regular basis. You kind of keep up with them through social media. And when you don't have that, you're out of the loop, so to speak. So most times social media is very hard for me. It's hard to go 21 days without being on it, because with the podcast, you want to promote it, you want to engage with your followers, you want to do certain things. And when you don't have social media, you can't necessarily do that on those platforms. Now, I still do things on my website during those times, but it's just no social media, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no YouTube, that type of deal. The suites have been extremely hard for me because, of course, if I'm PMSing, I need my sweets. But if I'm fasting, I have to sacrifice that. So when I talk about sacrifice, I don't mean if you watch TV, you rarely watch TV, you give up TV as a part of your fast. That's the thing you're going to sacrifice. That's not really a sacrifice for you because you don't watch TV on a regular basis. If you're on your phone 23 hours out of the day and you try to go a day without being on your phone, that's a sacrifice. Even if you say, okay, I'm not going to be on my phone 15 hours a day, I'm going to only do 1 hour a day. That is a huge sacrifice for someone who is consistently on their phone or who has to be on their phone. So you have to do something that is going to be at a disadvantage to you, something that is going to be hard for you to do. You don't want to do something easy. I can't say I'm a fast from shopping because I rarely shop. Everything I have, I need or want is already in my closet. I just need to find a place to go so that I could wear it or use it. But you have to do something that is going to be painful or hard for you to do, because that's where the greatest reward comes from. So I said all of that to say, me not uploading on Mondays is hard for me, more so recently than it has been in the past. And I think it's just because it's 2020. I think that 2020 has done a number on a number of us, but I'm not down and out. I think that we are going to overcome what is going on in this year. I think that we are going to be bigger and better people from this. But in the meantime, if I'm not uploading on a Monday, I need to be okay with putting something out at any point throughout the week, because it's better for me and it's better for my podcast. It's better for my website. It's better for me as a person for you to know that if I didn't upload on Monday, it may be a little late, but it's still coming, instead of not putting out anything. Like I said, that I am laying on content that I need to put out, but I find the excuse of, hey, I missed Monday, so I'm not going to upload. And then the next Monday come and it's like, oh, well, I missed it again. I'm not going to. So, y'all, I don't know. I don't want my word to be something that you cannot trust. I want to make sure that I am still someone you know that you can come to for anything, any help or anything I learned, that you can come here for it. I just don't want to just drop the podcast, just drop the YouTube, or just drop blogging or anything like that, because it's what I like to do. I love to share information. I recorded a YouTube video last week, and after I recorded it and I listened back to it and watched it, I'm just like, I don't really like it. And so I'm not going to put it out there. I recorded this episode 3 times already. This is my third time recording it. And hopefully this airs and I edit it and I post it. Hopefully. I hope I don't listen back to it and I'm like, I feel like nothing is good enough right now. Like, I feel blah. And it's not like about life. I just think that there's so much that's going on inside my mind. Like I heard Kanye West say the other day, he has a symphony of ideas. And that is it's so much going on in my mind that I want to do. It's just that I don't have the either energy, the time, or the space, or whatever to do it. And so it just kind of takes me away from everything else, because it's like, well, I can't do this, and this is what I really want to do, but then I can't do that because, you know, it's so weird. It is so weird. I am rambling, as I tend to always do. I'm so sorry, y'all. I hope that I upload this. I hope that everything that I meant in my mind came out in audio. I really hope that. And I hope that you all are well. I'm well. I know I sound all over the place, but if you know me, that's normal. I usually have a grip on my thoughts, but now it's just kind of like with everything going on and nothing going on at all, it's kind of hard to just kind of narrow things down. Like I was talking about credit on the video that I was going to do, and it was literally all over the place. And I'm like, how can I make this to where it's organized? And I just could not. And I'm like, well, maybe I can chop and screw the video. And I'm like, I don't even want to do that. I want things to flow. And it just hasn't been flowing. I think that's what it is. Things just haven't been flowing for me. And that's holding me up. So I gotta figure something out, y'all. Today is Tuesday. I'm a day late and a dollar short, but I'm here. I'm recording. I'm going to upload this. I pray that it is decent. I hope that I hit all my points that I wanted to talk about as far as sacrifice. This episode may not even be called sacrifice because I think that I went off on a tangent and not even talked about sacrifice a whole lot. So, y'all, send help. Send help. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I hope that you all have a great day, a great week, a great month, a great rest of 2020. I am not counting 2020 out. 2020 has been good to me. I've sacrificed a lot in 2020, but I think that the reward, not I think, I know that the reward is so worth it. Multiple episodes, either if you listen to me on the I'ma Keep Going podcast or if you listen to me here on Sincerely Angie, you will hear me talk about the goals that I have set, the money goals and the things that I want to do. Listen, when I tell you I have sacrificed this year, I have sacrificed a lot. But when you hear my comeback story, when you hear, wow, when you hear the things that I've done, I hope that you're as proud of me as I will be, because life, man, life. 2020 has been crazy, but a blessing as well. I cannot pass that part of it up. So I am about to get ready for work, but I am going to edit this podcast really quickly and I'm going to upload it and I'm going to come back next week better. I'm speaking it into existence. I'm coming back next week much better. Thank you all so much for listening. Oh, wait. Shout out to all the new listeners. I don't know where you came from or where you, how you found Sincerely Angie podcast, but shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining my little gumbo pot over here. Got a whole lot of everything going on, but that's just the way things are over here. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And I hope that I have said something that has caught your attention and brings you back for another episode. Subscribe, download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. Go and find me on YouTube. You can go to sincerelyangiem.com. You can find everything about me that you need to know over there as well. But shout out to y'all. Thank y'all so much for jumping on board. I hope that you stay on and don't jump off. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And y'all have a great week. Bye. P.S. I haven't done one of these in a very long time, but I wanted to say, as I was listening to the episode, I realized that I did not give a true example of what sacrifice is. I know I talked about how me not recording is sacrificing the integrity of my podcast, and that is totally not a good thing. That is what I am doing when I don't upload every Monday. It is not a good thing. I know I kept saying it as though it was a good thing. That is not a good thing, because I want to maintain the integrity of my word and of what people expect from this podcast. So an example of a true sacrifice, or a sacrifice that I'm actually going through right now, is no, I'm not doing a whole lot of anything. As far as spending money, it is basically null and void, because y'all have heard me say that I want to pay my car off early, and I am 99% there. So it's almost there, and that'll be 2.5 years that I'm paying my car off early. But in order to pay my car off early, I had to set money goals, which is a sacrifice. And I also had to not shop, not to spend my money frivolously. And there's a whole lot of things that I had to sacrifice because I want to do this one particular thing. That's the same way. It's not the same way, but another example is if you have kids and your child is hurting or your child is going through something, you would sacrifice your life so that they don't have to feel that pain or that they don't have to go through what they're doing. That is another form of sacrifice. So when I said in the podcast earlier that there are some things that I'm sacrificing that, man, it's going to be crazy later and I can't wait to share my story, that is a true thing. And I am choosing to sacrifice this thing for something bigger, something greater, something better. And I hope that you all understood where I was coming from when I said that. You may not, because most people, if you listen to me, you know that I ramble, but there's a point to my story. So I hope that you understood that. And I hope that if you are sacrificing something in your life, that you get whatever it is that you want as soon as possible. I hope that your waiting is not long. And don't give up. Stay the course. You are going to be rewarded for your sacrifice. I believe it. I trust it. I've done it so many times before. And a sacrifice is not something that you need to go and have a whole ritual about or anything like that. You write something down or you put something in your mind that you want. And then you stop doing another thing or you start doing something else in order to get the thing that you want, because it's going to come. It has to come. There's no other option for it. When you sacrifice one thing, the reward is the thing that you want, and even better from whatever it is that you want. Like, you're going to get better. Whatever it is that you want, you're going to get 10 times better than that. You've heard people say, girl, I wanted a black brand new car, and I got this car. That's not even what I wanted, but this one is so much better. And I know that's a horrible example, as most of my examples are, but that's what I mean. Me sacrificing not going on trips or to dinners or to events or anything like that, all so that I can do something later that's going to be a repayment for all the things that I missed. So I hope that made sense. All right, y'all. Bye for real this time.